We're doing the Abad Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "V'ne'arachti arbe b'chol zeh." I've spoken at great length about this. La'apuke midat ha'yetzer, because I have to stand against what our desire would tell us. Sheni mitpashet ayom be'ezem komod ba'avonteinu rabim nasot hakol efko. That the desire, so to speak, has been spreading throughout. It's become common practice. The people do the exact opposite of what I've taught, and that is, the second person has a small amount of extra money on hand, so then the desire that takes hold is, don't lend that to anyone. You have a little bit of extra money, you hold on to that. Even someone you could be confident that'll pay it back, but rather what people want to do is make some kind of income on their money. So they bring it to the usurer, they bring it to the guy who lends out for a percentage, so that he makes a profit off of his money. So now that this has become the in thing, that if you have any money that you could help people with, you don't give it to anyone, you don't lend it even to trustworthy people, but you go and give it to the usurer. So a few problems have arisen from this. The first problem is that many of the people are simple people. They don't know the halachos of how you can arrange a deal so that you don't transgress the prohibition of taking interest from a fellow Jew. When he gives the usurer his cash, he tells him, okay, what percentage am I getting on my cash? And then he doesn't write a document that sets up the deal in a way that's permissible according to halacha. All he does is he gets a receipt, he gets a certification that he's going to get this money and the interest on it, on his money, and that's clearly prohibited. Because really there is no deal here that's done in accordance with halacha. Technically you can't take interest from a fellow Jew. They're not making the deal in the fashion that halacha permits. They don't even write the document the way the halacha requires. And we already know that the prohibition of taking interest can even affect a person's capacity to come back in the time of tchiyat ha-metim. So he says, today we have this problem that when people do have a little bit of extra cash on hand that they could do something good with, the first thing they think is, let me go make a percent on it. And that's why I've discussed at length the previous chapter and in this chapter how important it is to do kindness with whatever we can, because I'm contending with this challenge that's not the end thing today. And the problem number one with going to the money lender is that people end up transgressing the prohibition of ribis, of taking interest from fellow Jew. Problem number two we will learn next time.